Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. And it's time for the daily broadcast of the power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a great time for you to join us in song and prayer, following the Word of God. Let's lift our voices in praise. Let's lift our voices in worship, and let's have a great time in His presence. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Hallelujah, that a great testimony coming from Ephesians 6:10, where Paul said, "Finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might." Wonderful words of life from the Word of God. Let's take the Word of God today and begin the service with our scripture from Job 23:10. He says, "But He knoweth the way that I take. When He hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold." That's the great. Let's read one more. We can't have too much of the Word of God. He says in Psalms 27:4, "One thing have I desired of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple." Just a little added blessing, another scripture, another verse to get this broadcast started. All right, have your notepad and pencil ready for some contact information in just a little while. From page 22 in the Melodies of Praise hymnal, here's a great one. Let's sing together on "Just a Closer Walk with Thee."
Strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. I'll be satisfied as long as I walk. Let me walk close to Thee, just a closer walk with Thee. Grant it, Jesus, is my plea. Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to thee.
God, let's continue to pray like the author of that song, Just a Closer Walk with Thee. When my feeble life is o'er, time for me will be no walk with thee. Grant it, Jesus, is my plea. Daily walking close to thee. Prayer. The man is praying for just a closer walk with the Lord. And we don't know who wrote that song because it tells us that the author is anonymous, but we do know that the man was praying for just a closer walk with the Lord. And I want that to be the theme of our prayer time today. We want to pray and ask the Lord for a closer walk. Our precious promise today before we pray comes from Matthew 5:44. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. Let's pray. Father, we thank you today that we can love our enemies. We can bless them that curse us. We can be good to them, Lord, that hate us, and we can pray for those that despitefully use us and persecute us. Lord, we do that because we're praying for a closer walk with you. We don't know who the gentleman was or the lady that wrote the words to that song, but Lord, we know that they left behind a prayer asking for just a closer walk with you, a daily walk with you, daily fellowship with you. And Lord, that's our prayer and our desire today, that we have a daily walk and a daily fellowship and a daily communion with you. We want to sense your presence each day. And Lord, we want you to know that we love you, and we want to send up praises and worship to you every day, not just when we gather in church, but we want to glorify your name through spoken word and through actions and through our lives. And however, Lord, we can let our light so shine before men, we want them to see our good works, but glorify our Father which is in heaven. Use the rest of this service for your glory today. Speak to some heart that's unsaved. May today be the day that he or she be saved. And we'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Worship with us now if you prayed. Hallelujah. Let's sing it again. Just a closer walk with thee. Oh, let's pray for that now. Let's ask the Lord. Grant it, Jesus, is my plea. Daily walking close to thee. Let it be. Hallelujah. And I'll give you the contact information at the end of the service. So if you will, be ready to take it down. And we do need to hear from you. The mail's been a little slow lately, but we're thankful that we're still here. And if you'll just pray and ask the Lord, he'll help us to continue. All right. We're going to sing The Answer Came.
I searched and searched from day to day to know in my heart that I was saved. I wanted to know the answer for sure. So when God's Spirit spoke to me, this is the hour you can be free. I called on the Lord that night, and the answer came. I was heavy laden, burdened with care. That night I called on God in prayer. I felt in my soul the answer would come. And sure enough, as I knelt to pray, God came and took my heartache away. I'm glad in my soul that day that the answer came.
The answer came while I was kneeling there in prayer. The answer came. I felt his mighty saving power when the Savior came and saved my soul. He caused the angry billows to roll. I'm praising the Lord each day that the answer came. Hallelujah. Are you praising the Lord each day that the answer came?
I prayed from my heart, have mercy on me. Help me, O Lord, for thee to live. Then I began to feel the answer come. Well, I can't explain what happened that night, but I know for sure that I got right. I felt in my soul his touch when the answer came.
The answer came while I was kneeling there in prayer. The answer came. I felt his mighty saving power. Now a home in heaven is waiting for me. When I cross over that mystic sea, I'm praising the Lord each day that the answer came. The answer came while I was kneeling there in prayer. The answer came. I felt his mighty saving power. When the Savior came and saved my soul, he caused the angry billows to roll. I'm praising the Lord each day that the answer came. And for the past few minutes, you've been worshiping with us on the power of Pentecost. I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. We're here each weekday at this time, the Lord permitting and providing. The mailing address, if you'd like to send a check or a song request or just a card to us, The Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Call or text 618-214-1410. And our website, www.pentecostalradio.org. You've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost. And remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God.